El día de hoy para Rutas Alternas tenemos el gusto de conversar con Soak porque se acerca el lanzamiento de su segundo disco llamado Grimtown y ha estrenado un videoclip para su sencillo más reciente llamado Deja Vu, y para ello tenemos en la línea telefónica a Beardy. Hola Beardy.
Hello.
Where are you right now?
I'm in Manchester.
You moved from Derry to Manchester a few years ago, right?
Yeah, I did. I've been living in Manchester for about 2 years now.
And how was this process to you?
It was cool, yeah. I think I'd lived in Derry for my whole life, and I just grew out of it a little bit and wanted to experience more of a city life. So I moved here last year, and it's been really great so far. It's nice to be able to get transport after like 11 p.m. at night.
Yes, absolutely. It's one of the most important things in a city, right?
Yeah, it's quite convenient being able to get places. I couldn't really do that before where I used to live, so yeah, I appreciate it.
And why did you decide Manchester instead of London?
I'd spent so much time in London when kind of over the past 5 or so years just playing gigs and being there for different music things, and it's kind of an overwhelming place for me. Okay. I really like it now, and the older I get, the more I like London. But I think when I was younger, I was put off it so much that I didn't want to move there immediately. So okay. Manchester's more of a stepping stone to eventually ending up probably in London.
Now that you mentioned, you started very younger in the music industry. Was it an easy process to start as young as 14 years old, writing songs and making music to do this career?
It was kind of an accident in a way. I never really intended to end up as a musician and do it as my career. I was just really lucky that when I started playing shows, one thing led to another, kind of, and it just suddenly kind of became my life.
And you were the youngest musician ever nominated to a Mercury Prize.
Yeah, I think so.
And how do you receive that notice? It's a very important prize, and just to be in the shortlist is very important for a musician.
Yeah, definitely. Whenever that nomination came through, I was in Vienna, and my manager Skyped me to tell me that I'd been nominated for the Mercury Prize, and I couldn't believe them because I just didn't. It wasn't even in my brain as something that I was trying to get. It just happened, so it was really cool.
And with your first album, you also have nominations for Q Awards, and you was on the BBC Sound. I mean, there was a lot of things happening with your debut album.
Yeah, I was really lucky that people were so supportive of me. But it also felt like somewhat of a big pressure.
Okay. And how that impact your process, to your creative process for your record album?
I thought at the time when I'd received all those nominations and stuff that it wouldn't affect me. And I used to get asked all the time, like, oh, now you've been nominated for Mercury, do you feel the pressure and stuff like that? And I used to think that I wouldn't feel the pressure and that I was quite chilled about it. But when it came to actually making the record that I've just made, the initial stages of writing it were very difficult because I felt not pressure from other people, but I just put so much pressure on myself that it was a bit paralyzing. And eventually I just had to get over that and make music for myself before anyone else.
Yes. A little overwhelming, maybe?
Yeah, absolutely. And it being so young, too, and having that expectation of you is a bit crippling in a way.
So, Birdie, and you will release your sophomore album, Grimtown, on April 26, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Where did you make the album?
I made the album in London with a guy called Ant Whiting in his studio in Shepherd's Bush.
Ah, cool.
So, yeah, I got to live in London for a couple of weeks, which was interesting.
And you work again with Rook Trade Records. How's your relation with the label?
I love them as a label. They've been so good to me. And I just feel extremely lucky to be working with them on both this record and my last record, because they've just been so accommodating and understanding and have really just believed in the music and let me do things in my own time without putting too much pressure on me. So I feel very grateful to be working with them.
And what do you talk in your lyrics in your new album? It's different from the first one. What can we expect about your new songs?
On this album, it's a lot more personal and vulnerable, and it's kind of, I made this album as a way of trying to process and improve my mental health, I guess.
Okay.
So lyrically it's very honest, and it's sarcastic in ways, but I guess that's the way I deal with some serious topics, is to make a joke out of them. But the whole album is a spectrum of emotion and a spectrum of genres too, I think.
And your first single is Deja Vu, right?
Yeah, it's the third single.
The video was directed with Brother Willis, right? How was working with him?
Mm-hmm. He's great, yeah. I flew out to LA to make that video. And it was one of them crazy kind of 24 hours in LA and then fly back home. So
okay.
I was a bit disorientated, I think, the whole time.
Okay.
But he was wonderful to work with, and all the actors in the video were very fun to work with as well. And I really enjoyed the process of making the video, and especially it being shot partially on film, film kind of photography. It was really exciting to learn more about that, as well as, you know,
yes,
work with those people.
And the video is very crazy, very weird. I love it.
Thank you very much.
Any plans to come to Mexico?
We really, really want to come, so we're trying to make plans, and hopefully we can get there as soon as we can get there. I'd love to come visit Mexico.
You have a conversation with your Mexican fans. Are they in touch in social media with you?
Yeah, we get a lot of comments asking us to come over there, so, I mean, I'd love to. Just have to make it work.
Looking forward to see you here in Guadalajara and in Mexico. What festivals do you play this summer?
Honestly, I couldn't even tell you. There's that many little weird ones.
Okay.
But this in May, we're going to go on tour in the UK and Europe. And then come June, we're going to go to North America. So hopefully somewhere along that, we can make a stop off in Mexico.
Oh, yes, definitely. It's very close, the United States. And I'm pretty sure that your Mexican fans are very happy if you come here.
Hopefully.
Well, Birdie, thank you so much for this chat, and really looking forward to see you here in Mexico.
Thank you very much.